fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. Firearms Monday on February, Monday, the 22nd day of February. The proper tip of the day, check your food supplies, spices, vitamins, and supplements. Make sure you have what you need, that any empty spots are filled in. Do that now while you can. This is Firearms Monday. We'll be visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. They now have a USA.life location there that you can check out, Freedom Center USA, and a telephone number that will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Sam takes off 2 days a week. Beginning Wednesday afternoon, that phone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. I love the way you say I take off 2 days a week. It really sounds nice.
Do you actually take off 2 days? It's
no. No, I try and get machine work done. I try and get into town and get product shipped to people. And now that the weather's broke, I'm about to head to the post office with a truck full of boxes.
Well, I call that administrative work that I do a lot of myself. And if you don't answer the phone, then some work gets done, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing being a small business. You can't clone yourself. And so everyone that has a small business knows you wear a lot of hats, and you've got to clean the bathrooms and package up the boxes and ship the product and sell the product and, in my case, manufacture the product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, busy, busy. That's good. Being busy is good. Well, I've been talking to some of the gun guys the last few days, guys getting their reloading equipment out of boxes where they've been in storage, talking about different loads that they've been loading up for pistols and rifles. The interest in reloading has really jumped up significantly, hasn't it, sir?
It really has, and it's a great thing. I just can't help but laugh at the folly of the Biden administration and the Democrats' concept of gun control and what they're trying to push through the House of Representatives right now. It's absolutely remarkable. Do you know, John, that in the month of January, we had enough gun sales, and I'm talking about citizens going to a legitimate gun store, getting checked by the NICS check system and purchasing a firearm. We had 4.7 million Americans do that in the month of January. And the most amazing stat is 2.7 million of those people were brand new gun owners that had never been insta-checked before.
Well, I'm familiar with that statistic. It is it's massive to say the least. And something I like to point out, Sam, I'm sure you know my friend Todd Akin, who was a congressman for several terms.
Yes.
He mentioned when he was in the State House in Jefferson City that any committee that involved technology or engineering, there was usually no Democrats on it, on that committee, whatever that committee might be involving science or technology engineering. But something I like to point out is a Civil War revolver that was issued in 1861 is more complex and has more moving parts than a World War II submachine gun, which only has three moving parts, isn't it?
It's a fascinating thing to think about. But yeah, revolvers are actually a lot more complex than people realize.
So point being, a submachine gun, which most people just call a machine gun, has three moving parts. They're easy to manufacture. There's literally tens of thousands of home workshops that can fabricate firearms from either simple single shooters to submachine guns. And now we have 3D printers that we're printing that can fabricate in metal, of all things. And these little ghost gunner things that are actually inexpensive CNC milling machine. What this is, this toothpaste is out of the tube when it comes to firearms, and the liberals think they can put it back in the tube. The only place guns come from is large factories that take up a city block or more with very expensive equipment, highly trained technicians that know what they're doing, when in fact most home workshops, or I should say tens of thousands of home workshops, can in fact fabricate firearms if the need arose, couldn't they?
Well, there are a lot of machinists in the United States, and there's a lot of engineers, and there's a lot of entrepreneurial, creative-type people. You give them a 3D printer and Katie bar the door, there isn't just about anything they can't do.
Absolutely. We got our first caller on hold here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Sam. Good morning,
yes.
John. And good morning, Sam, I was thinking about security, which is I work for a gas plant as a security officer, and here's my question. My observation with this type of security is that most of this type of security is not armed, and it's usually contractor security. Sam, as somebody who knows firearms, why is that? Because the gas and the electric plants need armed security officers who know what they're doing.
Yes, they do. You are absolutely correct. You know, it's something in the United States that we've devolved to where companies want a friendlier appearance, or they don't trust the security that they can afford. It's been this way for a long time. Right after 9/11, I got recalled back to D.C., and I worked for Major General Hollingsworth there on a number of projects, and one of the things that I worked on were these vulnerabilities in our refineries. And
yes,
we have two refineries just across the river from St. Louis. I think one of them was a Shell refinery, if I remember correctly. It was owned by Shell Oil at the time. And my boss and I drove over there one evening around midnight, and they had this 65-year-old gentleman in a guard shack, not armed, just kind of hanging out. And as we rolled up, we noticed he was actually asleep.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
And the fencing that ran between the river and the refinery was all torn down. I mean, a mouse could have crawled in there over the fence without having to get 6 inches off the ground. And
oh, that's terrible.
You know, I called the local FBI office, which has rendered themselves useless to the United States of America at this point. And I explained to them what was going on and that they actually had these particular things that we were concerned about. I don't want to really go over it on the show, but that needed to be secured and that they really had no security. Well, the guy that answered the phone said, well, my uncle works at the Shell refinery. And I guarantee you, he's a good security guy. He works the night shift. Well, that was the guy that was asleep.
Oh boy, should have been fired. But
and so yes. You know, this is something. This lackadaisical attitude. You know, think about the people in Texas over the past week or two. You know, for decades, these people have gone on as normal, right? And assume.
Yes.
That things would continue to go as normal. Well, the concept of security is to be prepared for when things aren't normal. And
Sam,
a lot of people
so right.
have become so complacent on so many levels. It's just really a tragedy in this country. And you see the people in Texas now paying the price for their complacency. And some other political wrangling has cost people dearly. I think it's cost lives in the state of Texas.
Sam, I believe it. Sam, let me throw this out because this is common in my industry, which is no baton training, no mace and pepper spray training, nothing. And also in most power and gas plants, it's protected by a chain link fence secured by a padlock. And that's very common in this type of industry.
Yeah, I'm totally aware of that, and I'm glad you brought that up in a sense. And in another sense, I hope there's no Muslims listening, you know, radical Muslims. And it's something that Congress has looked at and failed to address. Our water system, our power systems, our oil, petroleum, gas systems. We're going to have to get smarter when it comes to security. And you don't get smarter by being complacent or lackadaisical, that's for sure.
No, Sam,
before we get away, Jeff, I got some follow-up. The reason for the unarmed guards is it's less expensive than armed guards. And
you're right, John.
An armed guard with a dog is the most expensive. You rarely see that in the private sector. But it's mostly a matter of just saving money. They don't want to pay for the extra money to have an armed guard. It's nothing more complex than that, Jeff.
No, John, you're right about that. And Sam, also, too, because I work for a water treatment plant, also as a security officer many, many moons ago, at least in Massachusetts, the water treatment plants, a lot of these guys are political hacks and so forth. And believe me, if the Islamists and the communists wanted to hit these utility plants, nothing would be able to stop them. Absolutely nothing. We would be shut down. And I'm not saying this is hyperbole, but it would be a good subject to talk about on a show how really vulnerable the power, gas, and water treatment plants really, really are, especially the water treatment plants. Thank you very much, guys, and do have a good one.
Okay, thank you for the call, Jeff. Yeah, well, private security in this country is pretty dismal, isn't it, Sam?
Well, the caller is 100% correct about the vulnerability in this country, and you're also correct in that it's often cost related. But even in churches, John, where the members of the church, of a Christian church, agree to form a security team and help protect the church, the pastors are so feminized that they don't want armed people in their church.
Right.
You know, and there's this fear and feminization that sort of combines in this country now where men don't even act like men anymore. And it's a tragedy. It's every time you see a situation, even the Texas church shooting where they had a guy that was supposedly competent form a security team, they didn't have what the caller just mentioned was they didn't have a well-rounded training program. And so when they should have gone hands-on, they didn't, and two people died as a result. And so it's an ongoing issue the lack of knowledge about security, the lack of will to provide security, and the feminization of men in this country, and the fear that results from it. It's a combination. It's actually a very complex issue in our society, and it's not getting fixed. It's getting worse.
You're right. We got a call and hold it. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, John. As someone that's been coming in and out of loading terminals and refineries for over 40 years, I've got to agree with the previous caller. The security is laughable. Padlocks on fences 40 years ago, and half the time the gate would be open. Padlock would be hanging on the chain. Now, yep. And what's amazing is that when you do get a security guard, you get a Wachenhut, someone that is sitting in their car that is, nowadays, they're watching the open gate because the automatic gate now with the passive key system is broken. So they can't close the gate. So they get an $8 an hour Wachenhut security officer to sit in his car and do Facebook while you're coming and going. It is terrible. I'll give it that. Sam, I got what they call a TWIC card. Are you familiar with the TWIC? Transportation Workers Identification Credential.
Yes.
And you have to have that to get into a terminal that's on a waterway, such as a river or, you know, anything near the water. You've got to have this Transportation Workers Identification Credential, unless the tank farm is enclosed by a security fence. Well, the security fence, Sam, can be something as simple as T-posts with plastic yellow chain-looking plastic chain surrounding the tank farm. That's considered a secure area. So you don't need the identification credential on a waterway if you've got this plastic chain going around your tank farm. Truthfully, I don't want to see security officers nowadays at a terminal, at a loading terminal, or a refinery, because they're very dangerous. You know, really, the training and the quality of security that you get would be dangerous not only to themselves, but to the drivers coming and going, because just the mental attitude. And I know what I'm talking about. You mentioned earlier, feminization of men. Imagine, Sam, a guy in not skinny jeans, but a skinny uniform, you know, literally Barney Fife on hormones, not on steroids, on hormones, that's in charge of controlling the entrance and exit to a loading terminal. This is what we're getting. Major oil companies know exactly what they're doing. And it's, you know, I feel safer protecting myself. Protecting what's going on. If there's a problem in the loading terminal, I know how to deal. I know who to call. The guy in the car, he's there. And, I don't want to go on a tirade, but the caller was right. You're right. It is a joke. It's been a joke for 40 years. You got to take care of yourself is what it boils down to. The oil companies know they're vulnerable, and many of them, with, you know, the last new refinery that was built, Sam, was in 1979.
I know.
So the infrastructure that we have is deteriorating. The newest one is 41 years old. So you're looking at things that were built in the 40s and the 50s that have been homogenized and backyard, not, you know, quality work. I'll give them that, but they've outlived their life, and they'd probably be happy if something happened to a tank farm, because even BP has changed their motto from British Petroleum, is what BP used to stand for. How many people today know that since the Gulf incident, it is now Beyond Petroleum, not British Petroleum?
That's funny. John, thank you for your call. We got a break. We're right back.
Thank you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Best discount you can get is at my website on the EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. He now has a page at usa.life. I say again, usa.life. Sam, is the 2021 training schedule posted there yet, sir?
Not yet, but we're getting close. We do have a class forming on April 11th. Let me go to the calendar here. So 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. We do have a class forming. I do have two instructors that have committed to that class, and it's not quite full. I think there's two spots still open. So we're starting to put things on the calendar. That'll probably be the first thing on the calendar. I also might be in Texas in March teaching. We haven't firmed that up yet, though. We're going to start adding courses here in about, I think it's going to be another week to 10 days before we get the first half of the year all scheduled out.
Okay, well, it's good that this is all getting squared away. And of course, if you got a question for Sam, you want to order a custom rifle, sign up for some training, you can call Sam beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. We got a caller here, Sam. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your show. And I got some more information about the border.
Good.
I called another county, which would be Cochise County with the sheriff, which is southeast corner of Arizona. And that particular sheriff isn't happy with Biden's rule that he put out. They are not building the wall anymore. Down in that area, you've got ranchers and cattle drivers, and he uses the ranchers to help patrol those border lines. And they can only focus now on human trafficking, because he said it's so bad, and the rush of the immigrants. And they do not do COVID testing. They're not basically allowed to. They can only do medical screenings. So those people are not being tested. Also, I asked about civilians being trained, you know, like a form of militia. And he says, well, at this time, it's difficult because getting proper training for probably arms and getting proper training and vetting for the people, he says it's very important. You have to really vet the people now that want to do that. And then I did call Border Public Info, which is a federal number. And what was funny is they couldn't give any information. The girl says, we can't tell you what's going on down here. And I said, but your title is Border Public Information. She says, we can't tell you anything. So she gave me a site, which is custom and border patrol.gov. And it's like a website that shows, you know, that they're confiscating drugs and things like that. But she says, I know it's weird, but we can't tell you anything. We're under federal rule. I said, okay, that's interesting. So, but the sheriff down in that area, he was very nice. I thanked him for all they were doing, and they're just overwhelmed. I don't think people realize what's going on down there.
Well, they don't, but people, reports like yours help make a difference, Deborah, and we really appreciate it. Sam, you got any questions for Deborah before she gets away?
No, I feel for everyone living in that state or any other border state at this point, because Biden's administration has tried to disarm the Border Patrol. And
really? Take their firearms away?
No, basically render them, you know, non-responsive to people coming over the border. And, you know, depending on what state you're in and the boldness of the person locally in charge will determine, you know, how safe that area is. And it's the federal government is literally trying to destroy this country as we speak. And when you tear borders down, you eventually have no country. It's a terrible process that's going on.
And they use horses down in there. You know, I'm sure Texas does too, but they put the people watching that, some of them are doing that borderline on horses. So, but I don't know. I really felt bad for them actually, because I thought how terrible. I couldn't believe it. So I did get the info for you. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Deborah. Really appreciate that. And keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
We got a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of February. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. Great group of young men and women. They train and they practice and they wear the authentic 1804 U.S. Army uniforms playing the fife and drum music from 1804. What a group. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there that will inform you, educate you. Entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, there's a lot there. The COVID-19 section is very comprehensive. Articles and videos from scientists and doctors that will educate you about the true nature of the Chinese flu. The true nature of it, not the make-believe nature that we're hearing on mainstream media. If you have issues with arthritis pain, I got something that will help you there. It's called the Energy Cleaner. We're getting caught up with back orders this week. So check out the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. You'll be glad you did. Most of my customers now are buying their second and third and fourth units, by the way. So you can place your order for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad, at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The USA.life page will bring you up to speed very soon with the complete 2021 training schedule at USA.life. If you got questions, you need to have a custom rifle built, sign up for a class. Give Sam a call after Wednesday afternoon. That's when he'll pick up the phone again. He's busy next 2 days, Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, I was talking to the guys at breakfast, local guys, Saturday morning about wild hogs. And I volunteered to shoot some wild hogs in exchange for some beef sausage, some pork sausage, I should say, or pork jerky, which they readily agreed to. But these wild hogs really tear up a guy's fields really bad, don't they, sir?
It is incredible the amount of damage that five wild hogs can do to 50 acres of farmland. It's remarkable. I mean, if you haven't witnessed it with your own eyes, you would be hard pressed to believe what you're seeing. I mean, they tear stuff up.
Absolutely. And a baby pig just born can have its own baby pigs in only 8 months. So they really proliferate, don't they, sir?
Yeah, we used to call them hooved rabbits. You know, they reproduce at a rate that is remarkable. And, you know, it's been an ongoing issue, and the state governments aren't doing a very good job, particularly in Missouri, about their policies on shooting these
hogs.
Well,
it's changed. I just found out Saturday it's changed. Initially, in fact, they had billboards in Interstate 44, shoot on sight wild pigs. That changed to don't shoot at all and trap them. Now it's back to shoot on sight, so which I think is a good thing.
Imagine the head start you gave the wild hogs by having that bogus policy for how many years?
Several. I don't know how many. Conservation Commission came to my American Legion Hall, which you did a class there once, and they announced a new policy, and it sounded good at the time, but it didn't work out, so they're back to shoot on sight, aren't they?
Yeah, amazing how if they just listened to the farmers and the ranchers from the beginning, they wouldn't have had these problems. But
well, and here we are. And these pigs, these feral pigs, these wild pigs, they grow tusks that are like something like 4 inches long. They can tear a man's leg off, can't they?
A male boar, a large male boar, is a much more dangerous animal than a large male black bear. I'll just say that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll keep that in mind. When I was a boy, I had a pig get me up a tree, and I was there until it was starting to get dark. I was only 8 years old, but I figured, well, I can run through the woods and see what I'm doing for the next few minutes, but otherwise I won't. So I just scampered down and ran for all I was worth. The next day, I attached my 6-inch blade hunting knife to the end of my Daisy BB gun, making it kind of a bayonet so I could defend myself the next time a pig came after me.
Well, that was an interesting thought.
Well, it in my very mature 8-year-old brain, it seemed to make sense. We got a call on hold here, Sam. We got Mike in Arizona. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. Yes, good morning. Kind of a follow-up on last week's conversation about the border and also with Deborah today, and kind of a wide range of things that I'd like to mention, and if I go too far, just let me know. We follow up on some of these things later. But we hear all this stuff about the cartels, especially the big ones like the Sinaloa cartel and the CJNG, that we call them drug trafficking organizations. They abbreviate it as DTOs or transnational criminal organizations. And now not all of them are just drug cartels, so we'll say. But if you examine what they're doing, especially the Sinaloa and the CJNG, they would fit more properly into the term of an insurgent group, because when, like with the history of the Sinaloa cartel, they'll come out of the state of Sinaloa in Mexico. They kill the police, they kill the military, they kill the governor, they kill the teachers, and then they set up their own base of operation in those areas. So oftentimes, especially here in the United States, and they've tried this down in
countries in Mexico and Guatemala, El Salvador, to try to control these people. But being that they're more along the lines of an insurgent group and not just a DTO, then when the police are overwhelmed or ambushed, then they try to send in the military, and that's that. So just to establish the fact that we're talking not just DTOs, that it's more along the lines of what we would refer to as an insurgent movement to establish their own type of government and taxation and law and order in those specific areas. I mentioned last week the one website, borderlandbeat.com. A couple other ones, as one is insightcrime.org, insightcrime.org. And the one that Deborah had mentioned today, that you can get information from the Customs and Border Patrol, is cbp.gov/newsroom. Now, I've had a discussion with a Border Patrol agent that when I mentioned this, that they pointed out on that cbp.gov that that's only about half of what's actually really going on. So when you go to cbp.gov/newsroom, just double the numbers that what you're reading and the incidents of things that are happening. I heard something that back during the end of the Trump administration, they were arresting about 1,000 people a week all along the southern border. And now, since Joe Obama has come into office, that number has shot up to 5,000 per day. So a dramatic increase. And you know, there's people listening here all across the United States, and they're like, yeah, who cares? It's not, I don't live on the border. It's just a border thing. Don't worry about it. But we hear all these things about what's going on, like in Chicago, and come to the realization that the border is just the funnel or the bottleneck to get into the country, whether it's with people or with drugs, and they do both go hand in hand. That when the drugs come in through Arizona, and then they'll make it up by Flagstaff at I-40, and then they can go either east or west, and then they'll make it up to places like Chicago, which is a major drug distribution hub. And then when we hear about all these shootings, those are people that are distributing drugs on the street corner, and it's the gangs that are actually fighting for turf in those areas. So it's easy to discount it and say it's just a border thing, but that is what fuels a lot of the drug violence and the violence that we hear about so many people got shot over here, so many people got shot over there. Now, another issue it's referred to is the intelligence preparation of the battlefield. And in order to properly understand what's going on, you have to understand the intelligence so you can prepare yourself to understand what's going on the border. And just as an example, now, it's west of Tucson and south of Interstate 8, it's a Indian reservation called the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation. It starts at the Mexican border and goes approximately 70 miles north, just about 10 miles south of the Interstate 8 that runs east and west from Casa Grande to San Diego. And in that reservation, the drug cartels have married in to the reservation itself, so they're actually members of that reservation. Now, there's a split in the reservation because the elderly people, the tribal elders, understand the detrimental effects that the drugs and the violence associated with drug distribution causes in there, and they really want law and order and safety for the members of their community. But the younger people that haven't seen the violence or maybe addicted to drugs or something like that, is like the crack and the meth and the fentanyl and things like that, they are more lenient to look the other way and not so much as crack down and you know, try to stop this flow of drugs and humans up through the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation, refer to it as the TO in short. Another good source of information, they come out with one every year, the United States government, I think it's in coordination with the State Department and the Department of Justice, is called the National Drug Threat Assessment. Now, in the past, I haven't acquired the new one. They usually come out in late October, November-ish, and they have quite a bit of information. Back at least into 2015, they would go into minute detail of not just what's going on here in the United States with drugs and activity with the cartels, but they also go into excruciating detail of about the origins all the way down to, you know, who's running the DTOs down in like Colombia or El Salvador or in Mexico and stuff. So it helps give you a better picture, your intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Next issue is the there was a news item on this morning's news in Phoenix that some parents had bought a glowworm globe for their child at a thrift store, and when they got it home and opened the battery compartment to put new batteries in it, lo and behold, they found a bag containing 5,000 fentanyl tablets. So it's going on all the time. Somebody's going to have to pay for that one because somebody made a big mistake. Now, I got quite a bit more information, but if you want to move on to other callers. Okay.
That's been good, Mike. We appreciate the update, and we do thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. A lot of information there, Sam, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's a lot to digest. I would caution people about using the federal government as a source for anything these days. But
right. Well, it's so huge. There could be parts of it that are doing honest reporting. That's certainly a possibility. Our next caller is Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Got a quick question on the feral hog thing in Missouri. Are you saying they've reversed their decision and it's now legal again to harvest feral hogs on public lands in Missouri?
Shoot on site in Missouri. Absolutely.
Yep. Around my house, Boss Bixby area, they still got the signs up that say illegal to hunt on to shoot feral hogs. So,
right. Well, the signs yeah. are out of date, sir. The signs are out of date.
Okay.
So, okay.
Well, that's good news. That's good news. I appreciate it because they're quite all prolific right out there in my area, as you know.
Well, get yourself some thermal imaging. Feral hogs are nocturnal animals, and thermal imaging would be a great way to hunt them, wouldn't it, Sam?
Oh, yeah. Thermal equals much bacon in the freezer.
I like that.
So I had a buddy that I loaned a thermal sight to a couple years ago, and he went down to Texas and to hunt hogs with his friends, and I had to argue with him to take it. Because he didn't want to borrow something that was that expensive. And when he got back, he said, oh, my gosh, we probably would have killed 9 hogs without that thermal the whole trip. He said, but with that thermal, we wound up killing about 48.
Outstanding. That was just one thermal imaging on one rifle.
Yep.
Well,
it's so much easier to identify the hogs and... And, you know, they had night vision, but night vision doesn't see hogs in certain terrain where the thermal just picks them out and they glow like a bonfire. So,
yep. Well, I can imagine those guys, I don't know how many were on the trip, probably 3 to 4 at least. My turn next. No, it's my turn. No, I'm the next guy. Let me have the thermal image.
Well, he remarked about how quickly they could scan a field and either determine that there were hogs there or no hogs there and move on. He said it just made the hunting so much more efficient, and he's absolutely correct. Thermal is a huge advantage when hunting large mammals.
Absolutely. Well, you're always putting together a new group order, bulk order, and for thermal imaging, and I assume there's one underway right now, isn't there?
You know, John, I've had things have changed in the thermal market. I don't know if the federal government has gotten to everybody since the election, but it has become incredibly difficult to get thermal sites. And I don't think I'm going to take any new orders for thermal until some of these other orders get caught up. I mean, it's just, you know, it used to be 3-4 weeks. Now we're going on 8-9 weeks and still don't have certain models delivered. So,
well, we gave people a heads up for months. They didn't pay heed. That's
18 months.
My goodness. Here's our break for it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd day of February. This month is quickly slipping away from us. This is Farmers Monday. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, we've been warning people for 18 months that the window was closing on thermal imaging. It's not closed all the way, but it's not far from it, is it, sir? Sam, you're on mute.
I am not on mute anymore. Thank you.
Anyway, we've been warning people for 18 months that the window would be closing on thermal imaging. It's not completely closed, but it's getting close to it, isn't it, sir?
You know, we've been telling people for the better part of 2 years that you need to get a loading machine, you need to buy ammo, you need to get training, you need to buy thermal, you need to have water stored in your home, and one by one, these things are being taken away from the American people. I mean, they even had the gall, the federal government did, to tell the people of Texas that their power plants could not produce more power in a cold snap because it might increase the emissions beyond levels they find acceptable. And the people of Texas paid attention. They obeyed these clowns. And it just, I mean, the whole thing, at what point do Americans say enough is enough? We're not going to let you close our lead mines. We're not going to let you tell our power companies how much power we can produce. We're not going to let you take our guns. We're not going to let you tell us we can't have ammo. You know, at what point do people start acting like men again? I mean, I'm amazed. I sit here every day and watch the behavior of people in America, and I'm absolutely amazed. I'm wondering if 70% of the men in this country are closet homosexuals. I really do. I mean, at what point do we start acting like men, John?
I don't know the answer to that. Now, you got your ear to the ground when it comes to manufacturing in the gun, firearms, ammunition industry. Is there any movement to have at least one major manufacturer start selling to the distributors again, ammunition?
Well, here's the funny thing. The major manufacturers have all put out these communications from their communication department. Oh, no, it's not federal contracts that's keeping us from supplying people. It's demand. It's all the new gun owners, right? Well, I don't believe that for a second. And I'll tell you why. Let's take, for example, 300 Blackout. Let's deal with just one caliber. All my customers with 300 Blackouts are having the darndest time finding any 300 Blackout ammunition. Now, this is similar to lots of ammunition. And I've got a guy that manufactures ammo here in Missouri. We'll deal with it after the break.
We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll put that.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love,
It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile Oxy Silver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.